This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 7, 2022, Pearl Harbor Day. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain today, temperatures in the low 50s. The City of Beverly is set to buy the Rowan's Seafood property to add parking and provide increased public access to Beverly's waterfront area. Paul Layton writes today in the Salem News that the City Council voted this week to spend $150,000 of city money to match an $800,000 grant from the Massachusetts Seaport Economic Council. Homeowners in Danvers will see their taxes go up next year. The Salem News is reporting today that the average home in Danvers will pay about $185 in additional taxes in the coming year. That's about a 3.15% increase. The special election to replace Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is still months away. However, the race to replace her has begun. Former Mayor Neil Harrington says that he will be running to replace her.
Local government, cities and towns deliver the most day-to-day services to people and affect people's lives more directly than any other form of government. I've made a career of working in local government because I think it's the most effective way to help your community. So I'm hoping to be able to translate that into succeeding Mayor Driscoll and providing that leadership and experience that I believe the city needs.
Harrington is currently the Salisbury Town Administrator. A complete interview with Harrington will be posted later today on our website. The Daily Item is reporting today that Linfield voters approved the town's public safety building project yesterday with a 58% voter approval. The project calls for a new South Linfield firehouse and to renovate the police and fire stations at the center of town. A 49-year-old woman from Topsfield was seriously injured on Route 95 in Danvers yesterday. The Salem News is reporting that state police say she was driving northbound, left the roadway, and went into the median, then rolled over. The identity of the woman has not been released, and other vehicles may have been involved in yesterday's crash. And the city of Newburyport will host a meeting with National Grid on Tuesday, December 13 at 6 p.m. to go over details of utility work that will be taking place on State and Middle Streets starting in January. Abutting residents will be receiving information in the mail from National Grid in the coming weeks about the work and what to expect. The public meeting will offer the opportunity to learn more about what will be going on and to ask questions. The meeting will be held at City Hall Auditorium. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Boston Pro teams were off last night. The Celtics will play in Phoenix tonight. The Bruins play in Colorado tonight. Next up for the Patriots, Monday night, it's Phoenix. The Cardinals are led by quarterback Kyler Murray. This is Pat's coach, Bill Belichick.
He's already got a few records and obviously a lot of production, a couple of Pro Bowls and all that, in 3 years. So, very talented guy. Athletic, quick, elusive, fast. Obviously a lot different than a guy like Josh Allen, but productive and athletic, but less size and maybe a little more speed and quickness, that kind of thing. But yeah, tough guy to defend.
Patriots in Phoenix Monday night. College hockey, Salem State, a winner over Connecticut College, 5-4 last night. Men's college basketball, Emerson beat Salem State 89-86. Endicott was a winner over the University of New England 80-61. Jalen Echeverria of Lynn with 18 points. Women's college basketball, Endicott lost to the University of New England 80-58. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.